systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, November 21st, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 115 of this motherfucking shit. We do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually around 8 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
Decent. How are you?
I'm good. Good. How are you? Good?
Good.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
W-E-E-K-E-N-D. It's weekend. So, thank you guys for listening. Another episode. Another 2 days gone by.
We're catching up to...
We're catching up to a lot of shows that we started out listening to and shit. And that's kind of cool. I'm just going to set my notebook down here because I ain't got nothing written on it.
I don't even know why you have it there.
Well, so I know what the date was and shit what episode number it is. And that's why it's over there so I can look at it.
Yeah,
episode 115. But yeah, I don't know. Just been... It's been the same shit, like, for, you know, since last show. Obviously, oh, fuck. Matt's not here tonight. He wasn't for sure if he was going to go because he's got to head up to Libby. Wasn't sure if it was going to be this weekend.
Why is he going there?
I don't know. Probably to visit his parents or something. But he wasn't sure if he was leaving tonight or tomorrow. And I called him, and apparently he left tonight. So that's cool. We got, you know, a bunch of other good shit to talk about. Yeah, I guess I can mention that shit I promised. I don't know
why. What'd you promise?
Well, remember on the Wednesday show? Oh, first of all, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/chat. It's where everyone's at. Thejamhole.com/feedback. Excuse me. Is where you type shit that we read on the show. But on Wednesday's show, I was like that experiment I've kind of been conducting for like the past few months and shit.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't really going to talk about it tonight, but now 20 Succubus is like, don't forget to mention that shit you promised. So
now you have to.
Well, now I might as fucking well. I just, it's nothing, I don't know. It's stupid, I guess.
Then why are you doing it?
Because I'm stupid, I guess. I don't know. It was an experiment that's how it kind of started out. So basically a long time ago when we started this show, I was kind of really like hooked on pills and, you know, shooting them up and snorting them and just going fucking nuts. And this had been going on for like 10 years, you know, of my life. I've talked about it on the show before and shit. And then I got put on Suboxone and stuff like that. And I was reading a bunch of shit about how after, you know, like 8 months, you get just sucked into this deep, dark depression.
Right, because it changes your brain chemistry.
Depending on how long you did the initial drugs for, like, that makes changes as is. So then this, you know, people that have been going through that generally are put on, like, methadone maintenance programs, stuff like that, to wean them off of, you know, whatever they're having the problem with, which basically you're not fixing a problem. You're just replacing one drug for another.
Right.
But it's like now they'll give you something you can't like shoot up or if that was your problem or you can't snort if that was your problem or whatever. But it never works because people always will, once they have that in their head, they'll always go back to, you know, the thing that they had the problem with.
Right.
Their drug of choice, if you will. So then, you know, fast forward like 10 years and now this new miracle drug comes out called Suboxone, and it's supposed to be like the perfect thing for opiate addicts.
Just the basic cure for it.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's what doctors heard about it, and you know, they did all the trials, I don't know, however the fuck that shit works, and they're like, wow, this is the thing. This is gonna cure everything.
Yeah, but if it was to cure that, they wouldn't you wouldn't be able to get it.
Yeah, probably, because there's no such thing. But no, it's so, you know, you read about it, and it's like, you put this pill under your tongue and it dissolves, and it has buprenorphine and naloxone in it. And the naloxone is supposed to block the opiate receptors in your brain so you don't get high from the Suboxone. And it's also supposed to make it so that you can't get high on anything else while you're taking it.
Right.
Which is the whole point. If you're taking this and you go to buy, like, some fucking oxys or something, you're not going to get high on it, and after a while you're not going to buy it anymore.
Yeah, you're not going to bother. You're like,
why am I doing this? It's like drinking water. You know, why am I fucking even bothering with it? So, and then, you know, there it's just it's drugs that come out that are miracle drugs like that very rarely are. It's like,
well, has there ever been one?
It's all the hype. Well, no, that's what doctors said about OxyContin when it first came out. They're right, like, oh, you can give this to people with a range from severe pain to your terminally ill cancer patients to, you know, the normal person that has back problems. Mm-hmm. And it's not that addictive, no problems, there's a time release. And now it's like the most addictive substance on earth, basically. Per se.
Yeah, there's probably thousands and thousands of people addicted to it.
And like, I get a Google News alert on it just to read about all the pharmacies that get robbed.
And there's tons of new stories every day.
All the time.
Of all pharmacy robbings and like people stealing it.
And how like they're doing studies like the DEA is, and they're saying like 1 in 20 high schoolers has tried it and they get it from their parents. And it's just like, it's an outbreak basically.
Yeah. It's what's so easy to get.
Right, yeah, because it's prescribed everywhere. You have these 80-year-old people selling it because they're on fixed incomes and they can make some money on it. And, you know, kids stealing it from their parents, and it's just, it's everywhere pretty much. Yeah. So they recognize that it's starting to become a problem and shit. And then, you know, they start working on drugs that they can make that will help this. And
right. Suboxone, but it's just another replacement.
Right. Suboxone was one of the ones that came out probably about 5 or 7, 10 years ago, around there. And that was that thing. It was like, it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. All of your addicts, you just put them on this, and it's like, problem solved.
You know,
it's
I
like,
think well, they just say that about every single new drug that comes out. You just whatever say it's that for. About, it's a miracle. It's a cure. No, it's not. You just say that every time you come out with something new.
You can just say that about anything then.
Yeah,
it's like,
you could.
Look at this new episode of The Jam Hole. It's a miracle. Yeah. It's a cure-all for
cure
your
everything.
Boredom and everything. Yeah. It's new and improved and extreme. And it's like, no, it's just the same show that they always do, you know? It's just, I don't know. It seems kind of ridiculous. So the whole thing about that is, I was reading about it, about all the bad things and all the good things, and it was like, cool, this seems like, you know, what I would need to be done with this shit.
Right.
And then, so I take it for like 3 or 4 or 5 months, and I'm reading a little bit about it, you know, at the beginning of that, and I'm like, you know, I really wonder if that's true, that you can't get high while you're on it. Right. Or if that's just all bullshit that they're telling people that you can't do it. And so I try it. I'm like, you know,
well,
what the
also
fuck?
Though, I think that's something you mentioned to me that planted that seed even before that, was that when you went to your doctor, he said you could just not take it for a day and
right.
you could still get high and then just take it the next day.
When it's out of your system and shit. And so, yeah, so I'm thinking about that too, but the whole thing of it is, do you want to wait that long until it's out of your system and then, you know, do the drugs to get high or whatever and then go back on it? Like, you can play that game all fucking the rest of your life if you wanted.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking is, what if you could just take that and then go, you know, get something to get high with, and then, you know, just be fine.
Right.
And even though it says you're totally not supposed to. So I give it a fucking shot, and literally, and holy shit, is this in my mind, or did I really just get fucking high? So, you know, I conduct this experiment for about, you know, the past fucking 6 months and shit, and it's just, it's amazing. It totally.
Did you need to conduct that experiment for that long?
Well, no, I think it started out as the fucking experiment,
right,
and then
it kind of changed.
Yeah, so I don't know, that's all. But so the thing of it is, I go back to the doctor like, what was it, last week or something, and they're like, piss in this cup. And I'm like, why? They're like, oh, just to see how you're doing and shit. And like, this never even fucking crossed my mind that right. like, oh, maybe
they're checking.
Right. Because the doctor gives you like 4 months worth of fucking refills on the Suboxone at a time. Yeah. So I haven't seen him in like forever, it seems like. And mm-hmm. I still have. So he comes back and they're like, so you haven't been being good, have you? And I'm like, well, funny you should say that, because I was just, you know, doing some research and conducting some experiments and shit. And they're like, really? I'm like, so
is that what you were doing?
Yeah. So I'm looking at him like, did you know that you can actually just totally get fucked up while you're taking this?
And did you say actually, it just like that?
Yeah. And and they're like, actually, it says that you're not supposed to do that. So do I sue you guys or them? Because this is stupid. Why am I even bothering with it?
Why even taking it?
Yes. And you guys just tell all these people that, you know, it's for that and you're not going right. to be able to do that
once
while you're on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, once you take this, you're
so
cured.
What's the fucking point, you know? So they're all just pissed that I'm doing it, and they're like, well, you need to go see this drug chemical dependency place and all this shit. And I'm like, you know,
that sucks.
Do I really have to? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, cool.
How
so,
do they make you do that? Can't you just not go?
Well, yeah, I could just not go, and then they'd be like, well, then we're not going to write you know, prescription
right.
for Suboxone anymore.
Well,
so
good, because
like,
you don't really need it.
Well, yeah, because it is a lot fucking cheaper than going out and buying fucking yeah, shit to get high on.
Definitely.
And it is kind of a good thing, because on that shit, you know, I don't take it all fucking day. Like, if I go get something and I'm gonna get fucked up till it's gone. That's yeah. just that part of me that, you know, will never go away. So I don't know, it's 26 says hi mom. Yeah, right, she doesn't even know yet, so that's cool.
Well, she
grandma
does now.
I know, right? That's fine, I'm over it now. So I just wanted to see, and I did, and now I know. And that's, I don't know, I was kind of trying to figure out a way to like make money off it, like play the part of yeah. oh, poor me,
you're right.
Look what you're ruining my life.
You
oh.
might still be able to.
Do you think?
You might. You just gotta put more thought into it.
I should do that. If you guys have any ideas on how to make money at that, definitely let us know. Paulo says it's time for NA. And that's the other thing. They're like, we think, do you go to groups or anything? I'm like, no. And they're like, well, why not? I'm like, well, because all the groups I've ever gone to, in like ever, when I went to Florida for a detox, like all of the groups, they're always like, it's just a bunch of people sitting around talking about and like reminiscing how they used to get high and
yeah,
shit. It's
how
like,
great it was.
I'm trying to like not think about this, and now we're all just sitting here talking about it, reminiscing. It's yeah. like, is that really?
I remember those days.
Oh man, I remember when I sucked off this fucking crack dealer. It's like, I don't want to hear that shit. Come on.
That's what you're trying to block out.
Yeah, well, pretty much. I'm not doing Oxy. 26 is like, lay off the fucking Oxy. And that, I don't know. It's everywhere around here, and it's just, I'm not really, I guess I'm making excuses. But, I mean, no matter where you're at, I guess it's around. So, I don't know. People are like, oh, you can't do that forever. It'll kill you and shit. And it's like, well, you actually probably could, and I don't think you'd really die. I mean, you read about all these people ODing on it and shit.
Well, that's because you
like,
take too much.
Well, yeah. But it's like, I've tried to a long time ago, and it was impossible, so I don't know. The key is, if you're going to use drugs like that to OD, you got to do it like towards the beginning of your addiction, because once it gets towards the end,
uh-huh.
it's impossible. So, you know, a little helpful advice for any of you out there that are, you know, sad, down on your luck, depressed, cutters maybe.
Your tolerance is just so high now that you
is
just,
that what it is?
You built an immunity to it.
I'm totally immune to it. It's like a superhero. Would that be just the best superhero ability ever?
Just to be immune like, to opiate.
If the next episode of Heroes has this guy come out and it's like just all fucking strung out and shit. They're yeah. like, what's your ability? He's like, watch this. And
he just takes yeah, like dude. Fucking every pill.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah, I don't know. that's how it goes, I guess. It's dumb. It's dumb that I did it in the first place.
It's dumb that it's almost like a scam that they're running. It's like, here, yeah, we'll give you this, so you have to spend all this money to get it, and you're addicted, and then we'll give you this other drug that you have to buy,
right,
to try and get off of that. But really, you're actually just giving up twice as much money because you're doing both now.
Right, and that's they try to, like, scare you. I mean, at first, they're like, don't do this with the Suboxone, it'll make you really super sick, don't do this with it. And I've read, like, stories online, granted not everything on the internet's true, but right, this kind of shit tends to be, and they're like, people doing exactly what they said not to do and totally being just fine. So I don't know, it's hard, like, who do you believe, you know? I guess you can just not do any of it and lead a straight life, but hey, sometimes the niggas gotta get fucked up, holla? You know what the fuck I mean. Oh, I hate it when I get wound up by people, and I know I'm right. I know it. I'm right. Hey, will you get the bell out just in case? I feel it coming on here. All right. And I know I'm right, but I'm still the one that gets upset and hurt. I hate it. You know?
What?
If you hate it so bad, would you just choose to not be in that situation?
Yeah, like, generally.
Every time I'm around this certain group of people, I get all wound up, mm-hmm, and I know I'm right, but I'm still the one that gets upset and hurt. I know.
Maybe it's a group of people he can't avoid dealing with.
Like at work or something,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, or maybe at school or
but
whatever.
Is there anything that could possibly happen at work that you would just get so upset about? I mean, it's work. You're
well,
paid
just the
to be there.
People say.
But you're paid probably to be there and do a job. It right. doesn't fucking, who cares? It's not,
person,
they're not your friends, obviously. Right. They're, you have to work there.
It sounds like this guy cares a little bit too much about what people think about him then.
Ah, that's
like, no matter who it is, he's so self-conscious. That
that's
fucking
a fatal flaw in humanity. Yes, right is. There.
That's a bad flaw.
That's a cause for many, many dire nights spent alone crying, mm-hmm, why do they pick on me? Oh, God. And then the gunshot. I'm 27, and I stumbled onto this site. Reading all these confessions made me realize how not fucked up I am. It made me realize how normal a child I really was. Mm. I'm a happy mother of three, very much in love with my husband, and my whole life kicks ass. That's so awesome, because you know, like,
just
other
rubbing
people,
it in.
Yeah, just totally. Like, man, I'm happy. I have three wonderfully behaved, perfect, beautiful children. Me and my husband have the most amazing sex, that we're just so in love with each other every night. My whole life just basically is so much better than all of yours. And I thank you for that. I thank you for having such awful, shitty lives for me to compare my pretty awesome life to. Because it makes my awesome life that much more awesome.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, I sounded exactly like every one of these confessions. I slept with, like, you know, 30 guys, give or take, by the time I was 15, give or take, to make myself feel wanted. And I did drugs and even tried to kill myself. I want ever... See, she didn't try to kill herself with the drugs at the beginning of
right.
the, see, that's
key. See, you
gotta
key. Do it, right, you gotta if, do it when you start.
If we would have been doing the jam hole 15 years ago when she was going through this,
uh-huh,
we could have helped her.
Yeah.
We could have really reached out and helped this person, man.
You know, there's a lot of people we could have helped, but, you know,
hey,
what do you do? Shoulda,
woulda, huh?
You do the best you can.
Fight a nickel.
You help as many people as you can.
Hey, trying to help myself.
Yeah. I can tell.
Oh, drink. I want everyone to know life has been like a circle jerk. I think it gets so rough, much like a circle jerk, you know.
I don't know.
You fucking know.
I don't.
I know you do. I think it gets so rough, so you can appreciate how fulfilling life can become. Embrace how empty you feel, and one day it will only allow you to feel ecstatically complete. Promise. Pinky swear. Pinkies. I like that. She starts off just rubbing it the fuck in, mm-hmm, and then she ends with a nice life lesson. That's awesome.
It's like way to just she probably just caused 10 people to kill themselves.
That's what I was thinking. All these people that post on here with just awful shit happening in their lives, yeah, and they go to try and feel better by reading about other people's awful shit, and here's this person. My life is so perfect and awesome.
That's it.
Like 10 people, totally.
At least.
Hopefully. I am helping my mother cheat on my father with another woman. Yes!
Wow.
This is the shit I live for.
You know what? I just thought of something.
If I could put this in a syringe and inject it into my arm, holy shit,
I just thought of something.
Pure and utter, just awesome.
Okay, hear me out on this.
Please?
I think depression and suicide is God's way of population control. Because he's realizing, holy shit, these people won't stop fucking. How can I get rid of some of them?
It's like, oh,
I got it.
I got it.
I'll make them hate their life and they'll kill themselves.
That's right. That is probably exactly the mind of God, right?
Yep, right. Right there.
An amazing creature. Oh, man. She was 18 and he was 38. Ooh, it's a good solid century. Was a century 20 years? No. What's a decade's 10?
You're right.
Why? Well, it's a couple decades.
Yeah,
in there.
It's 2 decades.
I had a couple good decades, and then I met him, you know. Well, he did, actually.
Right.
He was 21 when I was born. That's hot. She had me when she was 20, and later on, two other children. Of course. Is this the mother of three that just posted this other one
here? I sure hope so.
It's her daughter. She's like, that's totally it, dude. The one up here is like, oh, I love my husband. We have a great one. And then here's one of her kids. I'm helping my mother cheat on my father. It is a circle. You were absolutely right.
That is weird.
Wow. Drink. I feel like she is trapped here, and I want her to be able to get away. So I killed him. What? Holy sh... No. That's weird.
Is that what it really says?
Do you think it does?
No.
Okay. She stayed with him in the past because she wanted to provide us a stable home life. But I think she is finally realizing that his selfishness and demanding personality do nothing but make us hate him along with her. I wish she would leave him and go with us to where she is appreciated. Well, you know what? She's never going to do that, because if she leaves him, she's going to actually have to get a job. And I don't think she wants to do that. She's happy with him. He's supporting her and her three little fucking kids.
Right.
She's
got it made.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Why would you leave that?
All right, so
it's the dude that's fucking miserable.
I know. He's like, I got to support these fucking kids.
He's the one getting the fucking shaft, like always.
This fucking wife, she never wants to fuck me. Her daughter's helping her cheat on me. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, my life is awful.
He's one of the ones that killed himself after reading her her post.
He's like, that's my wife. Oh, and that's what my daughter.
That sounds oddly familiar. Yes, it does. Nah, it's just a coincidence. And then the next post is from, like, one of her other kids.
Yeah.
It's like, why is mommy always going out at weird hours? That's so
Daddy
great.
Keeps trying to talk me into helping him kill himself.
Yeah, right? It's like, well, you have a good life. He supports you and shit. That's definitely worth a smack in the face a couple times a day.
Well, at least.
Small price to pay for not having to work.
Well, yeah.
I mean, fuck.
I mean, you gotta pay somehow.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta pay to play.
Yeah.
A little saying I like to
Can't
say.
Can't just do nothing.
Oh, okay. I chickened out. I am more than fond of you. I love you. I love you. But I chickened out. What do you think they chickened out at?
I don't know. Maybe he fell in love with this girl and he chickened out, like, asking around or something.
Maybe they were engaged and, like...
Oh, and they were going to get married and he chickened out.
Yeah, cold feet. Yeah. I still look at my ex's MySpace profile from time to time.
Of course you do.
Of course you do. Hey, hold on, though. It's not what you think.
Oh, no?
I do it just to see how he's doing.
Oh, sure.
Because I care about my exes,
right,
that I dumped because they cheated on me.
Right.
I just want to see how they're doing now. I want to see if any of these spells I cast on them have manifested.
I don't have
themselves.
Any feelings left for them.
Oh,
or
no. I mean,
no way.
Hey,
no.
I'm curious.
I still care, you know?
I'm just curious,
George. I just want to make sure they're doing okay.
Just want. That's all.
You know.
Is that so bad?
Yes.
Why judge
because
me?
Because that's not the real reason.
I'm just caring.
No, you're not.
Is it illegal
you
to care?
You just can't get over your ex.
I just care. No. I care about everybody.
You don't.
I check up on his exes.
Really?
Just see how they're doing.
I don't think so.
He's getting married and going to have a baby. Is it yours?
I hope so. Bizarre. That'd make the story better.
As bizarre as it may sound, I am really happy for him.
You're such a... Quit lying to yourself.
No,
dude.
I care. I'm such... I'm a giver. I'm what you would call...
I have a hard time believing you.
I'm what you would call a giver.
Those people do not exist.
I give.
No.
I very rarely
take. You giveth and then you taketh away.
No,
maybe.
That's the internet. I am a giver.
No.
I'm really happy for him. It makes me feel better to know that he is doing well. Because it's my ex-husband, and when we got divorced, I took everything.
Right.
I left him with nothing. I'm good. I'm glad to see he's doing well.
Yeah, because he got fucking fucked.
Yeah, he's picked himself back up, and he's rebuilding. And you know what? After he gets back up there to where he was at, I'm going to move in again. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave him. And I'm going to take it all over again. Taking it home. Oh, moving on. I suck. It's a short and sweet one. What do you think happened there?
I suck.
I suck.
You must have fucked up big.
Blowjob? I don't know.
No, he just messed up or he just sucked. Doesn't have to be the literal sucking of something.
Right. I get that. Right. Okay.
It's probably not that.
Do you think they just like woke up in the morning, went into the bathroom, looked in the mirror and was just like, God, I suck.
I hate my life.
I suck.
I'm not good at anything.
Thanks,
I have
God.
No skills or abilities
Appreciate
whatsoever.
That. I thought that when I was... What? I thought that I was over what happened to me as a child.
You get fingered or something?
But lately, when my boyfriend and I engage in foreplay,
yep.
It makes me... It makes me feel horrified and disgusted and dirty. I'm so dirty.
Reminds me of getting molested.
I want to cringe and slink away and cry.
Wow, that sucks for him.
Her.
Well, it sucks for him, too. He's trying to make her feel
why
good.
Do you
Jesus hates it.
Why do you always cry after we fuck?
Exactly.
What the fuck?
His mind must be so messed
that
up.
That is a mind fuck and a
yeah.
half.
I'm sure he has no idea what's going
especially
on.
Especially because she's like, yeah, just fucking choke the shit
yeah.
out of me. And
then
does.
She cries oh. and fucking just, oh, man.
That's amazing. I'm a guy. No big deal. And when I was 8... I used to... What the fuck? Holy Christ. Are you even ready for this?
Yeah.
Do you know where this is even going?
Yes.
Tell me, please. Inform me.
I don't know.
Where's it going?
Is this the same one? Or is
no,
this
is a new one.
Oh, well,
I'm a guy, and when I was 8, I used to blank this guy's blank.
Suck.
Yes?
Dick.
Yes!
I knew it.
Holy shit, Bryn.
That was wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it just the way I said it?
It was just obvious, I
used to blank this guy's blank.
Yeah, what do you think? And it's a guy.
I'm a guy, and when I was 8, I used to suck this guy's dick that lived in my complex. When you're 8?
That's so fucked up.
Wow, really? Hey,
what are you doing?
Hey, do you know where little Jordan's at? No, honey, haven't seen him. I think he went over to the neighbor's house. Honey, he's 8 years old. Well, he's very mature for his age.
Yeah,
though.
When I was 8, I didn't think about sex at all.
But do you think, it doesn't say how old this guy is. Do you think this guy's like Uncle Ted and he's like 48 years old or something?
Know.
Or is it like another
kid? I think
kid?
It's fucked up that a kid that age is doing anything sexual with anything.
Is doing anything with his dick besides peeing
or
the
anyone
bed?
Else's.
For that matter.
Yeah.
Right.
Or even if it was a girl. Even if it's a girl, it's still like, that's so... Really? Like
you don't have any like weird?
I don't. That's not. I don't know. Like when I was
weird,
8, I didn't
memories of that when you were a child, like sucking off another.
Not
kid's
at, I'm
dick
just talking
the...
about like with girls, like even having any interest in girls at that age.
At 8, what did we have interest in at 8?
Fucking fuck all.
It's
know.
Like it's when you're that young. It's like everything is just so bright and colorful, and you don't focus on any one thing. It's like
right.
You'd get the zipper down and then find something else to play with. Like, how can you even focus your attention span for that long? That's what I want to know. Is this kid like a prodigy?
I don't know.
Child prodigy. Then I used to do it for two different guys when I was 11. I even tried to get one of them to have sex with me. Do you think this person felt at all better after typing that?
Probably not.
No?
Probably just brought back a bunch of fucking bad memories. And
that's
just weird.
That wants to make me cry
that's
a little
fucked
bit.
Up. I don't know. I just think it's weird that anyone that age would think about doing anything sexual.
Like, where did they learn that from?
Yeah,
right?
Like, how I don't know.
Is mommy turning tricks while you're there? She can't afford daycare? Like, what's going on? Because, seems, I mean, they would do it from that age.
Okay,
you would
well,
have
even
to
think,
have seen it.
Well, even think about it, like, in our perspective, like, you're 8 years old, and, like, would you... The thought would never cross your mind of, like, doing anything sexual with a girl.
So,
like, you're not thinking about that stuff yet.
Say you're grown up more than you are now.
Okay.
You have a kid.
Okay.
Wife, married, family, all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You catch your 8-year-old sucking off another 8-year-old. What is the proper course of action for
that? I
don't
know. What going on? I don't know any course of action.
Does that need, like, physical a spanking, or is that just gonna, like, make it weird? Like, that's
weird. I don't
know.
He might like it.
That, oh, man. Could you imagine having to parent that?
No. You'd, I like, don't think there is a proper way to do that.
You'd reach for the old Parenting for Dummies book, and you look in the index for blowjob, dick sucking. No, it's not in here, honey. What do we do?
It's like, oh, you never thought your 8-year-old would be thinking about that kind of stuff and
that's,
doing that,
that's
did you?
So, wow, that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Last one here. I feel like I'm pathetic because I can't manage to be bulimic or anorexic, and I wish I could. How do you fail at things like that? Like, I could see trying to play the guitar, failing at that. Things that take some kind of skill.
Right,
but
talent.
But, like, being a fuck-up, like, that's like saying I fail at being a junkie. Like,
well, people fail
how do you
at
do
killing
that?
Suicide. That's, like, the worst.
Well, that's, I don't know. I like to think
can't
that's
even
a
kill
little,
yourself.
That's ending your life totally. This is just making yourself throw up after you eat.
Yeah, I don't
if
know.
You can't do it, then you're not anorexic or bulimic, whatever
but
goes with
that. But
they
want to be, maybe?
I feel like I'm pathetic because I can't manage to be bulimic or anorexic, and I wish I could.
Yeah.
I just can't, and I know that I shouldn't even want to, but it's so very sad.
It's because you probably weigh like 600 pounds. And you want to be skinny, so you're like, well, I guess I can make myself puke or not eat, but I'm such a fat ass, I need that food.
I don't think that's it, though, because
sure?
people that are, usually people that are like that aren't fat or...
True, yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, most of the anorexic people I've ever seen, like,
cause it's
even
like
before they were anorexic, they weren't
yeah,
super fat.
Yeah, it's like you said before, they look skinny, but to themselves,
right. It's a
they
mental
look
disorder.
Fat. Right, so how do you...
That's weird.
You people baffle me. When I was about 8 or in grade 1, either or, the kid across the street from me and I would get naked downstairs sometimes and play with each other. I feel kind of guilty about it now. Do you think that's part the other part of the other 8-year-old?
Maybe.
That's weird.
The other half.
The other half. The bad son. Oh, let's see here. I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, and I feel bad about it because I buy them and let them rot in my fridge.
Then like, don't buy it.
Why would you?
That's an easy fucking problem.
I mean, that's an easy fix. You got this 8-year-old up here sucking cock for God knows why. You let fruits and vegetables rot in your fridge, you poor thing. I'm just
hey,
like...
Hey, just to give you the heads up, our forms are like completely broken all of a sudden.
Why? Why did you break them?
I didn't. Like, 26 has to send me our clues in a text file.
Oh, wow. That's weird. Why did... They did that earlier when we were here messing around, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's
effed in the A.
It's just broken like every other fucking site we have right now.
All right. Well, you ready to do some news? We got some good news stories here, and it's been a while since we did a few good stories. You ready? Call it in the air.
Heads.
Please read stories, you fucking prick.
see. This one is called Police Investigate as Teenager Appears to Kill Himself on Video Website.
Really?
This comes from our most fucked up state.
Florida! Amazing things come out of Florida. You know that?
Yeah, like, I do.
Things that I wish would just stay in Florida.
Or I wish would happen more.
In Florida?
Or just everywhere. Like this? I wish more people would do this.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be all right.
Yeah.
I don't mean...
I remember a long time ago in this chat room I used to hang out in on IRC, mm-hmm. there was like this big thing about this kid that killed himself on video, and like the whole thing of it was all the people watching it were like egging him on and shit.
Really? Because that's what happened in this.
Really? This happened like back in like 2000.
Was it in Florida?
2003. I don't know. It was a chat room. I think it was the Shroomery chat room. Huh. I used to hang out in there a lot back in the day, and yeah. It was like he was one of the people that was always in there and shit and just...
Maybe this happened again.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happened more than
once. I'm pretty sure it's not... 26 says the kid that called himself Ripper. That was the kid. Holy shit. Is this that same story?
I don't know. Huh. I haven't...
Well, please read. Yeah, that was the kid. Holy crap.
Well, more than 180 people watch online as Florida teenager swallows pills before appearing to fall unconscious.
That seems like it happened so long ago. I don't know.
Police in Florida are investigating the death of an American teenager after he appeared to take an overdose and die while broadcasting on video website Justin TV. Do you know?
Justin TV?
Yeah, like the name Justin.TV.
Right. Yeah. No, I have no clue. Huh. I never watched it. I just was in the chat room.
Right,
like,
heard about it.
Yeah.
They were talking. The 19-year-old left a message on another website in which he described his mental anguish and was encouraged to end his life by a number of other web users. More than 180 people were watching online as the teenager swallowed pills before collapsing on his bed and appearing to fall unconscious. Only after he stopped moving did some viewers act on what they were seeing by calling the local police to inform them of what was taking place.
They're all like, yeah, do it, and then it happens, and they're like, I mean, no, don't.
Yeah,
do it.
Oh, I was kidding.
Hey,
we're
jokes.
Just joking with my bros.
Just just cracking
jokes. Can't with my bros?
Shit.
The video stream continued to run until police and emergency services arrived at the man's house with footage showing them entering his bedroom and inspecting the scene before filming stopped abruptly. In a message posted on bodybuilding.com, that seems like a weird place for him to post a message about him wanting to kill himself.
Bodybuilding.com?
Yes. The man had described... how he felt and explained why he intended to end his life. In response, some other users on the site egged him on. You want to kill yourself, said one? Do it. Do the world a favor and stop wasting our time with your mindless self-pity.
Well, I mean, you... The internet, as we all know,
right.
Maybe we're...
Keyboard commandos.
Maybe we're a lot smarter nowadays than kids were... Years ago.
Maybe.
But you and I and everyone that we know would know enough that if you're looking for help, like, an internet chat room is the last place would go.
They're going to be like, you emo faggot.
Just fucking kill yourself then, you faggot. It's the internet.
Right.
You
think anyone
that.
Gives a shit about you.
Exactly.
Like, really?
I would have been very surprised if he would have went on there and people have been like, oh, really?
What's wrong?
Hey,
let me try and help you through your
Let's
problem.
Bro this out here, right now.
Right.
I'm going to help you. No.
See, what you need to do is you need to get out more and make some real friends, and then maybe they'll help you.
Right. Maybe.
Maybe.
But
depends on how good a friend you make.
Yeah, it's like, what good has ever come from internet chat rooms?
Oh, fuck
that
all.
People that go there looking for sex.
If you're looking for help for anything, it's
looking
not
for little 14-year-olds to bang,
right.
Which end up being cops.
It ends bad every time.
Every time. You think you are feeling like killing yourself? Hey, maybe the internet will help me.
Hey,
nope. No, it's
maybe
not.
You should go post on Grouphug and see if you feel better.
And then listen to the channel.
Yeah. The message on bodybuilding.com where he left the note appears to have been deleted, but many of the comments left in response to it were unsympathetic. You think so?
Hey, 26 wants us to reenact the suicide note.
How do we reenact the suicide note?
Well, you keep reading and I'll see what I can do here.
drink... Reports also suggested that commenters on the video website itself encouraged him to end his own life.
Of course.
In response to the news, Justin TV, a web broadcasting service that allows anybody to create their own live internet television channel, said that it had removed the footage after being alerted to the situation. In a statement of the company's website, chief executive Michael Siebel made little further comment, merely saying that a tragedy occurred within our community today and that we respect the privacy of the broadcaster and his family during the challenging time.
Hmm.
Suicide on the internet is a rare, if not entirely new, phenomenon. Last year, a British man killed himself on webcam, and Japanese police have tracked a number of online suicide pacts in recent years.
Wow.
So maybe the one you heard was the British guy.
No. No? I don't know. Should we read in the note? Ask a guy who's gonna OD again tonight anything. To whom it may concern. I thought I smelled you in on this. It's right here, his name plainly. To whom it may concern. I'm going to leave this for whoever stumbles across my bookmarks later on. I hate myself and I hate living. I think that if someone who knows me reads this, they will know who the fuck I am. So I will leave this unsigned. I am an asshole. I've let everyone down, and I feel as though I will never change or never improve.
Wait,
such as,
before you
se.
Continue, though,
please.
Now I'm thinking maybe it's not really these people's faults that he killed himself. Like, he was going to do it anyway.
Right.
It's just he went to the internet to get that extra boost of confidence to just go through with it.
I think he was kind of showboating. Honestly.
Maybe, yeah.
I think he's like, you know, if I'm going to kill myself...
I want people to know.
I want people to watch.
Yeah, I want everyone to see it.
And if you do it that way, obviously, it's going to get, you know, written
Something's
about. We're talking about
you're gonna,
it here.
Yeah, you're going to be in history, basically.
Well, you think?
Well, not history, but I mean...
On Wiki?
You're going to be on the news and shit.
If you Wiki... internet deaths or something like that, it's like,
even when you're about to kill yourself,
I'm famous.
Even when these people are about to kill themselves, they still want attention from people.
Yeah,
even when they're dead, they still want people to remember them.
Do you think they're like wandering around the afterlife, and every like dead person they run into, they're like, oh hey, yeah, that was me, I was the one that killed himself on the internet. No, I was the first one to do it, actually. So
I started.
Yeah, that was me, just saying.
No big deal.
I have let everyone down, and I feel as though I will never change or never improve. I am in love with a girl, and I know that I am not good enough for her. Nay, I am not. I have come to believe that my life has all been meaningless. Yeah, like, you and fucking everybody else in this world, like, any of this shit that we're doing fucking matters. Once you die, none of it fucking matters.
Right.
We're just
dead.
Doing this. You do this to pass time until you fucking die. Like, that's the whole point. Fucking good. I'm glad you're dead, you fucking faggot. I just... I keep trying and I keep failing. I have thought about and attempted suicide many times in the past. See? That right there. You don't attempt suicide many times. I'm just not very good at suicide. I'm suicide impaired, you could say.
It's because every time they do go to kill themselves, they have second thoughts and then they change their mind. And then,
well, then that's not suicide attempt.
Well,
that's just you wanting to fucking hurt yourself. I don't know. That's stupid. I've always...
It's a cry for help.
It is. I've always felt that way. If you really want to kill yourself, then fucking do it. There's nothing stopping you unless, granted, you tried before and you failed somehow. Like, it's your body.
Yeah.
No one knows your body better than you unless you had a weird, creepy uncle. Well, something I like to say, you know? I keep trying, I keep failing. Drink, because I read that again. I used to think of my failure as some mystical way of telling me that I was really meant for something meaningful. No, dude, it's some mystical way of telling you that you suck at trying to kill yourself.
Yeah.
The only thing I dread, besides the pain, is the way my family will suffer. I do not want my mother or father to think that it was anything that they did that led me to kill myself. I never really had any plans of leaving a note, and then the internet fucking was behind me, and they're like, yeah, leave a note!
Yeah!
Woo! It's emo to leave a note. Is it emo or vampire to leave a note?
I don't know. It's the same thing.
Right. We're not the same. Oh, the only thing I dread... God damn it, drink. It's all, like, bunched together.
Yeah, it's not... No spaces.
I would not be able to describe why I want to do this, and I am right. There's no way to tell you or anyone else why I dread every new day. My father had such high expectations for me and tried to give me every opportunity to improve upon myself. I let him down. I think I'm a major disappointment to him. I have a job, but I'm always broke, and I'm in college, but barely. I show up to class, but that's about it. I want my life to end. I'm tired of fucking up everything. I'm tired of people always telling me that they do not like me. Why do you hang out with people that don't like you?
Yeah, you don't hang out with those people.
He's like, no, today's gonna be the day. Today's
the day.
They will
like me today.
They will like, oh,
I'll
hey.
Make them like me.
Oh, hey, queer. We don't like you. Damn it! Damn you!
I didn't even do anything yet.
Damn you for not liking me again. It's my fault. I screwed up my own life. The hate that rages within me rages. Oh, that's powerful shit. The hate that rages within me rages not for those I love so dearly, or for my father, or for those who have crossed my path. This hate rages full force towards me and only me. I have long forgiven those who have hurt me, but I have not and cannot come to terms to forgive myself for the things I have done to myself. Every time I hear that, I always think of that one part, and I totally forget what movie it is, but he's like, allow myself to introduce myself. What is
it? I don't know.
Ace Ventura? No, Dumb and Dumber, maybe. I don't know.
No, I don't think it's Dumb and Dumber.
Please allow myself to introduce that. I don't know. You have all touched my life in one way or another, especially those whom I call family. I cannot tell you how sorry I am for ending my life the way I did. Like, on the internet, or... I hope that you can all find it in your heart to see it as way for me not suffering anymore, and that I am finally at rest with myself for being at rest with the guilt that constantly ate me for so long. Do I need to read the rest
That's
of this?
That's not putting you at rest. That's you giving up.
Yeah.
Because you're a failure and you suck at everything. You're not at rest with it. You just gave up so you don't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, you're a quitter.
You lost even more by killing yourself than just to continue living and failing.
Do you think?
I think so.
Big words, big man. All right, yeah, it goes on. It's just more of that. I don't know. I'm over
well,
it.
Well, that's it for that story then.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was done before you started reading that.
Oh, well, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess staying on the whole suicide thing, this one is called Dad Links Son Suicide to the God Delusion. Says atheism promoting book hidden under mattress, last page bookmarked. A New York man is linking the suicide of his 22-year-old son, a military veteran who had bright prospects in college. You know, they always do, don't they?
Yeah.
All these kids that, like, killed themselves, and they always, like, their notes are just like, I hate everything, just like the one we just read. But then, like, when their parents talk at the thing, they're like, oh, he used to get such good grades as a student.
He was such a smart young man.
He had such bright prospects in college. It's like, really? Because
he's kind of a piece of shit.
He didn't think so, actually.
Because I know him, and he was an asshole.
Yeah, right? No, I did know him. To the anti-Christian book, The God Delusion, by Richard Dawkins, after a college professor challenged the son to read it. And this, I just found this kind of interesting, because Richard Dawkins is kind of talked about on the Skeptics Guide once in a while that we listen to. I think they've interviewed him or something. And
I think I've heard the name of his book on their
show
before.
We've had it in our hands at Borders every time, but then we always find something else. Quote, three people told us he had taken a biology class and was doing well in it, but other students and the professor were really challenging my son, his faith. They didn't like him as a Republican, as a Christian, and as a conservative who believed in intelligent design, the grief-stricken father said. See, that wasn't his son. That was what dad wanted his son to be. He wanted him to be a strong Christian conservative Republican. And the kid was like, I don't know.
I and don't think that there's all, something wrong about this.
All that pressure and shit. Yeah. And then, you know, he's at school and he's like, this science is cool. My teachers and all that shit. Right. And then his dad's like, no, that's not the way. And then he's like, well, what the fuck do I do? And then he just kills himself.
Right.
And if he was such a strong conservative Christian, would a book sway him to kill himself? Killing yourself is the most unforgivable sin, supposedly, if you're a Christian.
Well, he didn't kill it. It sounds like they're blaming this book on him killing himself.
Right.
But that's not, like, the reason why he killed himself is because his dad is shoving this shit down
right,
his throat. That's... And he's reading this book and realizing how much it's bullshit. And he's like, I can't live with this fucking guy.
But that's
nuts.
That's what I'm saying. And but his dad comes out and is like, it's the book's fault.
Right.
When actually
it's
the dad's
fault.
Yeah,
for shoving it down his throat.
That's awesome.
Brainwashing.
Quote, this professor either assigned him to read or challenged him to read a book, The God Delusion, by Richard Dawkins, he said. Jesse Kilgore committed suicide in October by walking into the woods near his New York home and shooting himself. See? That's suicide.
Yeah.
That's
how you do it.
That's not a cry for help.
Fucking boom.
Boom, you're dead. That's it. If you're gonna do it, do it. Don't fucking, take a few pills and be like, well, if I die, I die, and if not, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Or just cut on your wrists and hope you bleed to death.
Yeah, no, go get a gun and fucking do it, if you're gonna do it. Whoa. Jesse Kilgore committed suicide by walking in and shooting himself. Keith Kilgore, his father, said he was shocked because he believed his son was grounded in Christianity, had blogged against abortion and for family values, and boasted he'd been debating for years. Is that like the best phrase to describe it? Just grounded in Christianity?
Yeah,
hey,
probably.
You're not believing? You're grounded in Christianity.
You have to read the Bible
for
all
day. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Grounded. After Jesse's death, Keith Kilgore learned of the book assignment from two of his son's friends and a relative. He searched Jesse's room and found the book under the mattress with his son's bookmark on the last page. See, his son was so afraid that his dad would find this shit that
right.
he's reading it
yeah.
and freak out and ground him in more Christianity
yeah.
that he had to fucking hide it. What kind of life is that where you have to hide us? I mean,
it's a
book. Most kids hide like porn and
weed
shit.
Or something.
Right. Not a fucking science book about the God delusion. That's wow.
That's no wonder he's so fucked up. He should have a bunch of weed or porn in there. Not a book about the God delusion.
Exactly. The first inkling of reason for the suicide came, Keith Kilgore told WND, when one of Jesse's friends came to visit after word of his son's death circulated. Quote, she was in tears and said he was very upset by this book. It just destroyed him. Then another friend at the funeral told me the same thing. This guy was his best friend and about the only other Christian on campus. So they're saying he read this book and it destroyed him? Because he just found out that his father had been lying to him his whole life?
Right, about all this shit.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't agree with that, because you're wrong.
Well, so you go your whole life, and in college, you find out that everything you had ever been taught was a whole lie.
Mm-hmm.
How would you react to that? Would you just fucking blow your brains out?
I don't know
or would you...
I would definitely probably lose my mind. And
for
my
a little
grasp
bit?
Of probably.
It would.
I could probably pull myself together. It'd just be a wreck for a while.
It almost seems like it would make you more interested in it. It's like, well, if they were lying to me about this, what else are they lying
well,
to
see,
me about?
With how I think about it, it's like, I'm going to die eventually anyway, so I'm just going to wait for that.
Yeah, I want to see
what's... I'm not
going to
speed it up. I'm just going to fucking ride it out.
I want to see what's going on here.
Yeah.
The third one was the last person that my son talked to an hour before he died. Some family member, that relative who had struggled with his own faith and had returned to Christianity, wrote in a later email that Jesse started to tell me about his loss of faith in everything. I called that shit. Everything. Mm-hmm. You ground that shit into your kids' minds their whole time growing up and they find out that it's not real? Holy shit, dude.
Yeah,
that's gotta be...
Your whole life has changed.
Your whole reality just gets tossed.
Because it's an entire view of life. Like, this...
How
serious they are about Christianity. Like
your
they
whole
view,
belief system.
Right,
you've just
everything all the decisions you made in your life is based upon this thing and it's fucking not real.
That's epic.
Yeah.
That is fucking epic.
It's like
epic,
no
dude.
Wonder he lost his mind and he just couldn't take it and killed himself.
Yeah.
I guess.
So do you blame the book, or do you blame the parents for grounding him in Christianity so hardcore?
I would say it's the parents.
I would blame that. Christianity.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, I mean,
I blame the religion.
Even if the parents did believe in that stuff, they don't, they shouldn't shove it down their kids' throats. Like, they should still let their kids figure out
make
what
the decision.
They, yeah, like, okay, we believe in this, but you can choose to this,
but how,
or whatever you want.
How often does that happen?
Well, never, because these people are fucking elitist fucks that are like, they think they're the ones that are right, and so they gotta force it in everyone else's throat,
because hey,
this is the right one, you need to believe it.
God, I am saved by God, and by God, if I'm saved, I'm gonna save you. If it makes you have to kill yourself, I will save you. That's so how they think, too. They're
I know,
like,
they're so crazy.
They fuck up really bad in life. Generally, this is how it happens. They fuck up really bad. Something really awful happens to them. They find God because they can't make sense of why something so bad would happen to such a good person.
Right.
And then they're like, oh my God, this is so fucking amazing. I have to shove this down everybody's fucking throat now. And you have to see this my way. And if they don't, it's like, well, then you're going to hell. It's like, well, actually, we're not, but good luck with that. The relative who had fucking drink. Damn it. I'm not even doing this. Some people would be like, hey, do you lose your spot on purpose so your listeners get drunk so your show's funnier? Like, no, I just lose my place.
Yeah, and so you have to take a drink.
Every time I lose my place, or you lose yours.
It makes losing our place not so bad, because now you can drink.
Hey, now I lost my spot, I invite you to drink.
Yeah, since I lost my spot, you're allowed to drink now.
Yeah, you should load that while they're drinking. quote, he was pretty much an atheist with no belief in the existence of God in any form, or an afterlife, or even the concept of right and wrong, the relative wrote. I remember him telling me that he thought that murder wasn't wrong per se.
Really?
I'm not even
you
making...
fucking vampire fuck.
Oh my, per se. He said that murder wasn't wrong per se, but he would never do it because of the social consequences. That was all there was, just social consequences. That's kind of a weird way of looking at life, but that's kind of how it is. I mean, if you stripped away, like, any consequence for any action that there was, like, what would be right and wrong?
Right.
If I am nice to a person, I get one reaction, or if I'm totally awful and kill the person, I get another reaction. But if there's no consequence to it, then who says what's right and wrong? That's
how
weird.
Can you tell?
That yeah. That's wow.
I never thought about it like
I know.
That.
Thank
That's
you.
Crazy.
Thank you for
you
that.
You made me think about something.
Per se. he mentioned the book he had been reading, The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins, and how it, along with the science classes he had taken, had eroded his faith. Jesse was always great about defending his beliefs, but somehow the professors and the book had presented him information that he found to be irrefutable. So it's okay that the parents, or if you go to a religious school, obviously, the teachers and stuff brainwash you into having one side, one belief system. But then you go out to another school with that same child that's been brainwashed to believe one way. And now these professors are saying, no, you know, look at the scientific side.
Right. Look at both sides of it.
Then the scientific teacher's the bad person.
Right.
How does that make sense?
Well, because
that's weird.
It's kind of like a minority almost.
Because religious people have been persecuted, so that's going to be the good side of it, and science is going to be the evil side of it. Because
it's just kind of a numbers thing, I think.
Is
like
it?
There's more people on the side of creationism than there is science, I
think. So that instantly, that's weird. Isn't that how, like, Christianity started out? There was more people on the side of Catholicism, but then when, what was it, the Protestants or whoever the fuck, I'm ignorant, whatever, they started, then they were the minority, but eventually, you know, they kept at it, and
well, I
now
think
that's
maybe it has something to do with the fact that church and state isn't separated.
What the fuck does that have to do
with
it?
Well, because they're the ones kind of running everything and putting this in your mind.
Saying
that,
what you can and can't
be taught. Which is right. Like, those people that are running everything, basically, are telling you that creationism is right.
and so, teach it in schools and
right,
all this
so shit. Everyone's going to say that's the right one because these are our leaders.
Right, and our leaders are flawless.
Right, they're right, right obviously.
Right.
How can they be wrong?
They can't be.
No.
He had not talked about it because he was afraid of how you might react, and that he knew most of your defense of Christianity because he himself used them often. Maybe he had used them against his professors and the ideas shot down. He then explained to Jesse his own personal journey of seeking other explanations of God's existence and told of his ultimate return. I told him it was my relationship with God, not my knowledge of him, that brought me back to my faith. No one convinced me with facts. It was a matter of the heart. Don't listen to the facts. Just listen to what your heart says, right?
Right, right.
That makes sense.
Oh, of course.
Blah, blah, blah.
Your 26 has feedback.
Please.
He says, is exploiting your dead child for newspaper headlines in line with conservative Christian principles?
What?
He's talking about the kid that killed himself because of his dad being fucking...
Read that again. Exploding your dead...
Is exploiting your dead
oh,
child
for... Oh, I thought you said exploding.
No, exploding.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah. I swear you said exploding. I was like,
I
what
so.
Do exploding children have to do with this?
Nothing at all.
Yeah, it totally seems like that. He's totally using this as a push for his own
right.
Christian agenda
exactly.
or whatever.
That's,
yeah.
They use everything they can as ammo.
Yeah. Quote, I'm all for academic
oh,
freedom.
Oh, no, there's more.
Oh, please.
Also, WND. I don't know what he means by WND. What's that short for?
WND?
He says WND is a nut job source. Half of the site is shitty. Half of the shitty website is lies, and the guy
oh,
that
World
runs
Net,
it...
World Net Daily. Oh, it's
made
just the
a
site.
Book with Rush Limbaugh, who's a vagina douche.
Yeah, that makes sense, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even catch that. That's W... He told... That's... WND is the website that interviewed... The son's, the kid,
oh,
his dad.
The kid's dad. Okay.
Right. That's who he's talking to this whole time. And then
right.
they're going to take, that's what he's talking about. This news outlet or whatever just happens to be way Christian conservative.
Of course.
So his dad is being interviewed by them, and they're going to spin this into a whole
oh,
thing.
Of course.
That science killed my son.
Right.
And we can't teach this in schools anymore because it's going to make our children
oh, of course.
Crazy.
They always throw it way out of proportion.
Right, of course. And
because it helps their cause.
It totally is. Now they're talking about if we never would have put him in a public school that taught all of this science, he would still be around right now. It's mm-hmm. like, well, you can say that the other way. If you never would have raised him with this brainwashed notion of these fairy tales, when he got into a real school that taught real science, he wouldn't be like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
And want to kill himself. So, I mean, it depends what side you look at it from.
Well, of course, we're on that side because
of course,
we don't believe
because we know what's right.
Exactly.
fuck. He said he tried to verify the book assignment several times from the school. He would have been a victim of a hate crime, and the professor would have been forced to undergo sensitivity training, and there may have been a wrongful death lawsuit. He's saying if his son was gay and the book made him feel bad and he killed himself and that came out in the press, there would be an outcry. But because he was just a Christian, he doesn't get a return phone call. So, really? That 26 was totally right. He's totally yeah. trying to use this now.
Well, yeah.
Jesse Kilgore blogged on NetPotion, a new blog, and the writings that remain mostly address social ills and how anti-Christian many of the world's developments appeared to be. He used the pen name J.K. Rapture because his father said he believed in the rapture, the evangelical concept of the Lord coming back. On the web, Jesse described himself as conservative and mainly independent. I'm a culture warrior and traditionalist. I'm a culture warrior. Hey, I belong to Culture Club. Yeah. See, suicide's funny. Come
yeah.
on. You
See,
just gotta look
this
at
guy's
it right
another
way.
Example of why religious people like this are such hypocrites.
This guy's going to run for president.
I
soon.
Hope so. Oh, he better get elected.
For the right. Or the left, whichever side is that side.
Yeah.
One of Jesse's uncles writing on the same website as Jesse wrote, quote, while I knew he was having struggles with his faith, I had no idea that it ran that deep. There are not enough words to describe how devastated I am at his loss. I know that some of you got to know him pretty well, and since I already started getting some questions about him, felt that you all should know that he is no longer with us. Blah, blah, blah. My son is the Adam Walsh of the culture war. That's who my son is, he said, referring to the child abduction victim whose case was used to create a wide range of Amber Alert and other programs to protect children. So now he's going to use his son to create a bunch of fucking programs and shit to protect children from this, from
right.
anti-Christian views. He said he has a wake-up call over the anti-Christian agenda of public education, and he has some goals. Quote, I want to hold schools accountable for what they're teaching our kids. This was malpractice, he said. Dawkins, considered one of the world's most outspoken atheists, is a professor in the UK. He came to prominence in 77 with his book The Selfish Gene, Promoting Evolution. In his delusion treatise, he claims that a supernatural creator almost certainly does not exist and that faith qualifies as a delusion, a fixed false belief.
26 wants us to watch this video on the show.
Well, we can't watch it on the show. Is it audio?
It's 45 seconds. Well, I don't know. Well, we can always put it on that, and then I don't care.
Well, that is it for that story, so I don't know. Is it audio?
Well, it's a video.
Answer me. Well, is there audio to it?
Yes.
Okay, well, play it then.
Should I flip it over?
Yeah.
You're an atheist. Give me a fucking break, Michael. All right, you know what? We need to start going to church every week. I've had it with this.
I don't believe in God.
Bullshit. You got yourself confirmed, and you said to the bishop.
Yeah, but a lot can happen. You can think.
Well, a lot can happen. All of a sudden, you can just quit believing in God?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there is no God?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. You want to know there's no God? Then you're going to get absolutely nothing. Nothing for Christmas, because that's what Christmas is about, is Jesus Christ!
Okay!
No! It's not okay, Michael! It is not
Huh.
You get nothing!
Nothing for Christmas!
And your birthday? Fucking gone!
Never again.
That's awesome, because I was confirmed. I went through all that. Baptized, confirmed, uh-huh. and I decided to, you know, make my own decisions and right. shit. That shit right there, dude. That shit right there will make your child kill themselves. If you're like, now you have to go to church every fucking Sunday, you're confirmed, you will believe in this. And if you don't, no presents on Christmas, mister.
Ever.
Because Christmas is about Jesus, and Jesus wants us to give you presents.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe in him, then he can't give you presents.
If you don't believe in Jesus, you don't believe in presents.
Yep.
And if you don't believe in presents, then you don't get presents. And you're going to your room.
And that better have changed your mind somehow.
But I am... How can you ground that which is ungroundable? All right. Well, yeah, that was it for that story. So what do you got for us? Episode...
Really?
115.
Yeah.
Got it.
That
episode.
Right. This one is called Suspect Arrested for Greasy Imprints in Nebraska Town. I think we may have had this story a long time ago, but I'm doing it now because it might be an update.
Because they arrested the guy.
Right. Back then, they just found these greasy imprints right. on windows and stuff, and they didn't know who was leaving it, but now they arrested a suspect.
They matched up the butt print.
It's like, all right, line up,
like,
drop
hey,
your pants.
Run this in APHIS. We got a yeah. big list of butt prints.
Right. They keep awesome. Track of those. Police have arrested a man suspected of leaving greasy graphic imprints on the windows of stores, churches, and schools in small Nebraska town. A 35-year-old
churches?
Man... Churches?
Yeah. That's awesome.
And schools.
Well,
and stores.
I would have just went with churches, but...
Well, oh, you know, that's triple whammy there.
That's like, true. How many points is that? Add it
that's
up.
That's quite a few. A 35-year-old man was caught in the act by police early Wednesday morning.
You're 35 and you're putting yeah. your butt prints on windows?
Cherry County Attorney Eric Scott said Friday, the man hasn't been charged yet, but authorities believe he is the vandal some townsfolk have dubbed the butt bandit.
Because they're clever around these parts.
Yep.
So you're not doing any damage. I guess you're making someone have to go clean it.
And there's probably people on the other side of the window. Oh, when he's doing it.
Oh, so, no, because it made sure? it sound like they're getting there and seeing these butt prints everywhere. Because you'd think he would have got caught a lot sooner if people were actually seeing him do it.
Well, maybe he wore a mask.
A butt mask?
Well, he wouldn't hide his butt.
Well, right.
He just hide his face and then run away.
That's crazy. Do you think they can blame this one on Jackass?
They shit on a window.
I know, but like just, I don't know. It seems like they would always look to blame it on
something.
Yeah,
they got a place to blame somewhere.
I guess that's when you're a kid, though. This guy's like 35.
Right.
Like, what are you doing, dude? Hey, free time much?
It's fun. It's my hobby. I do it for recreation.
I'm a recreational butt print leaver.
Yes.
Like, really?
It's my business, you could say.
Yeah, because in the daytime, I fucking wash windows. So at night, I run around just smudging them all
and then
fuck.
People hire me to be people call me in the morning saying I need my windows washed. Someone just smear their ass all over it
and he like comes in with a fake butt so people don't like put two and two together. They're like, hey, that tush looks awfully familiar.
I don't think you could tell by just looking at someone's ass if it made that print on the window.
Well, you'd have to see.
I couldn't.
You'd have to do a print-by-print comparison, right. Obviously.
Yeah, so I don't think you'd need to wear a fake ass.
I have a very intense computer algorithm that compares butt prints.
Nice.
Yes.
That's useful.
It is. It is.
You never know when that could come in
handy.
I've
got my money's worth, let's just say.
Well, for sure.
I've more than twice paid for the program.
Well, that's good. At least it's done.
I moonlight as a PI.
Beginning in spring of 2007, a mystery vandal visited businesses at night, pressing his naked behind, sometimes his groin, sometimes both, on windows. The marks were made with lotion or petroleum jelly, and while police had earlier worried, copycat criminals were getting involved. Scott said they now believe it's the act of a lone deviant.
Oh.
So you were right, it was like at night when it was closed.
But he wasn't just like
oh, he was getting it greased up.
This is premeditated.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna make it extra greasy for you.
That's so awful. could you imagine like doing that and just walking around with just your ass all lubed up and shit?
That must feel awful.
That would feel so weird to walk around like. That's so awesome.
This isn't normal behavior for Valentine, Nebraska. You think so?
No.
I'm guessing it is normal.
That's not normal behavior for where?
Valentine, Nebraska.
Where is that normal behavior for, though? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's like saying fucking having sex outside. They're like, oh, well, that's not normal behavior for around here. It's like, well, where the fuck could you go where that is normal behavior? Fucking...
Scott said it's an embarrassment for the hardworking people who live here. Because he's not hardworking?
Hey.
Because he spends his time rubbing his ass on your store window?
Do you know how hard it is to do that? To get the butt print just right?
To know
just
how much petroleum jelly you need?
Too much and it'll run.
Yeah, you need just the right
amount.
But
not enough and you'll stick to the window.
Right, and it just won't leave a very good imprint.
And that chafes.
Yeah, it's just...
I can't have
that. Bad news all
around. Bad news bears all around.
The man was spotted by police about 3:30 a.m. Wednesday and arrested without an incident, Scott said. The suspect appears to be the same man caught on a surveillance camera at the middle school last year, he said.
Mm-hmm. Last year? I wonder if that was the story we read.
Maybe. I don't know. It's possible.
It is possible.
Well, that's it for that story.
All right. Well, this one is called... I think Paulo sent this one, actually. So this one is called Man Carefully Planned His Chainsaw Death After Losing Eviction Battle with Developers. Those goddamn developers.
Fuck those guys.
At least they weren't under developers. The last resident in a block of flats due to be demolished cut his own head off with a chainsaw. No easy task, I might add. To highlight the injustice of being asked to move out, an inquest heard today. I am going to demonstrate the injustice that has been done to me by them asking me to move out of my place. Mm-hmm. By cutting off my own head.
What was that story I read a while ago where this guy made some kind of robot in his driveway?
Yeah, that was.
Was that
to
with
shoot
a chase?
Himself,
oh, it was with. I couldn't
think.
Remember.
Yeah, I think.
And then
that
was another one like in the UK where some guy
he built
lost
that
his
elaborate fucking machine out in the woods or something.
No, well, he had this flat in the UK and he got kicked out of it, and so he cut his head off.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that this story?
I don't know, but I think he used a chainsaw.
Well,
too.
Yeah, this is a chainsaw.
Is it in the UK?
If I said this before, I apologize, but how the fuck do you cut your own head off with a chainsaw?
I'm pretty sure we went over that when we talked about that story.
Really? That, I don't know. Well, I still haven't found out.
Yeah, I still don't know, even though people were doing it.
Desperate David File 50 plugged the electric chainsaw into the mains and attached a timer to the socket. He then wrapped so this is how you do it. I'm glad I'm finally going
to
figure it out.
Give it to me.
He then wraps sellotape around the machine's trigger to secure it in the on position. Check.
Gotcha.
And tied the
hand. Step one.
Step one.
Step
wrap
two.
Wrap sellotape around the machine's trigger to secure it in the on position. Step two. Tie the handle of the saw to a table leg to hold it steady. Step three. Rest the saw on your neck and wait for the timer to go off. Step 4, the Black & Decker chainsaw sliced through his neck in an instant, but kept going for a further 15 minutes.
Wow.
Just fucking mowing around, cutting up shit in his
Just
fucking...
the whole place.
Wow. Police and paramedics found his blood-soaked body at the flat in Bishop Stoke near Southampton, Hampshire, after his father, John, raised the alarm. Excuse me. Mr. File was the last resident living in an area marked for a mass redevelopment, and all 71 surrounding flats were empty. You know, they were probably going to, build bigger and better things there and, probably just let him live there. But
no,
he's like,
I think,
I'm not going to go.
No, if this is the same, I'm pretty sure this is the same story.
Is it?
It's got to be.
The carpet, all blood. I could see an electric chainsaw embedded in the man's neck. The blade was 3/4 the way through his neck. Wow.
It was
just sitting there spinning around.
It was at his flat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that one was, too. Is it a flat?
All right.
I'm pretty sure it's the same one. I don't think this happens all that often.
Really? You
pretty
would be
sure.
surprised.
I'm pretty sure. Not in a flat, anyway.
Oh, in the 15 years I've been sitting as deputy coroner, it is the most bizarre case I have seen. Mr. File had thought through how he was going to commit
Peter
suicide.
File.
See? Peter File. This is not a cry for help. This
guy, is killing your fucking self.
Pay attention, children. This is how you do it. Amazing. Just... That's follow through. He fucking he
and he was creative too.
And he's 50. Like, come on.
Like, that took some thinking.
That's right. He went to a great deal of trouble to rig up the chainsaw, knowing full well the result would be fatal. It was death in the most dramatic way imaginable.
He was kind of a drama queen, they always said.
That is what they said. I find he did so to draw attention to the injustice he felt at being asked to move out of his flat.
That's got to be the same one.
All right, well, that is it for that story again.
So, that was a short one.
Yeah, read us another one, please.
Let's see what I got here. I got quite a few, actually.
Well, pick one.
I don't know. I should either do this one or do this one.
Either or. That one's good.
Okay. This one's called Schools React to Kick a Ginger Day Joke. For some, it's a joke. To others, though, it urges violence against a visible minority.
Did you say Kick a Ginger Day?
Yes, I did say that.
What day is that, by the way?
They haven't made it a national holiday yet.
Not yet?
No, they're working on it.
Okay.
They're trying to pass the bill, you know.
Let
it takes
me know.
Time.
I understand.
Yeah. A movement called Kick a Ginger Day, and many people sing red. Oh!
Oh! Did they catch him red-handed?
Yep. Okay, no? Had many people sing red yesterday and caused some Manitoba schools to issue stern warnings to students.
That's bull. Because bulls see red.
Right.
We need a new bell.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a P.O. box. If you guys have a bell that's not this cowbell, but
because that thing is too loud.
Like a dingy bell that. Like a ba-da-ch. Even better, if you have a snare, send it to us.
And we'll just do that.
P.O. box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. That would be, oh man, I would rim shot all fucking show. Just ba-da-ch.
The November 20th event was inspired by a South Park episode where one character urges gingers, people with red hair, are disgusting, soulless, and inherently evil.
Yes, but if you would also recall in that episode, Cartman ended up getting turned into a ginger, and then he ended up getting all of the gingers to unite against the non-ginger people. So,
right.
You can't blame.
They won.
Did they do that also? Because
the gingers won in the end.
Right.
So there was a good moral to it.
Well, yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, it sounds like they're trying to blame the South Park show. It's like, well, they kind of like. It became Hitler against the Jews, in essence. They were burning non-ginger kids. Did it go that far?
No.
Okay, then shut the fuck up.
It's not the same.
You don't get to cry about it then.
When I first heard about it, I didn't know what a ginger was, but when I started looking into it, it was quite disturbing.
Disturbing or hilarious?
Said Flynn Flon School Division Superintendent. After a concerned parent brought Facebook sites promoting the event to the attention of one principal, staff spoke to students at all Flynn Flon schools. Oh, Flynn Flon. Isn't that a great name for a school?
Where is that?
It's Canada.
Really?
It was in Manitoba.
Of course.
That's Canada,
it was.
Isn't it? Yeah, the website's Canadian.
Of course. Well, then it must be.
Right? at all Flynn Flon schools, pointing to historical events where minorities were targeted, such as the Holocaust.
Oh, that's
pretty
what
much
it,
called
that's
that.
That's what it reminded me of. Funny, because that's what it was supposed to remind
you
of.
We do not tolerate bullying.
You know, that's weird that it says that, because I delivered to quite a few schools, like grade schools and shit, and always through the halls, there's always these things about bullying and shit. Like,
because it happens so much.
It's like it just got totally out of control and shit, and now they have to like wear these shirts with like a B in a circle and it's crossed out and it's like no bullying and bullying is bad. Like, it's just totally this huge problem. It's like, hey, quit raising little fucking assholes and we wouldn't have this problem.
Right. Or little pussies for them to pick on.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right. You got to see both sides of the story.
You have two choices. Either one is fine.
That's
right. I don't really care.
But just make sure that there's an even amount of each so it can work itself out.
Yeah, it's got to be even.
Of course.
It's got to have balance. The balance
of course.
Of nature.
Hey, symmetry and everything.
Right, of
That's
course.
Right.
My principal imposed a rule saying that if anyone were to kick a redheaded kid, they would be suspended on the spot with absolutely no chance of an appeal to the school board.
So you can't just say... That's bullshit then. What about the kids that are not redheaded? Can you kick them then? Like, would you get suspended anyway if you just kicked? Like, it's like that was okay
before,
but now.
Well, they're selecting a group of people. So let's say the ginger selected everyone that was blonde. It would be the same.
And just started kicking them. Of course, if gingers weren't such raging pussies.
Right.
Right,
and
okay.
And soulless, inherently evil people.
Right. They are cold.
They're fucking evil,
people.
Man.
Cold.
They're like demons.
They kind
of... I think demons live inside of their bodies.
I'm going to agree with you on that.
I'm pretty sure that's how it is.
I kind of want to kick a ginger, like, right now.
I kind of do, you know?
Do you feel that? Is it just me, or do you feel that?
We're a day late. Kick a Ginger Day was yesterday, but, you know, it's still...
Huh.
It's still not the 22nd yet, so...
We do this talk show kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
How about tomorrow will be the Jam Hole Kick a Ginger Day?
Hmm. Hmm? So all of you that listen to this have to kick a ginger.
Yes, and we'll get it in the paper.
It'll be like playing Slug Nug, but you kick them.
Would you play...
And they'll be gingers.
Would you play fucking Slug Nug if you had to go up and actually hit them?
No.
No. Because you'd get shot, probably.
Probably.
Probably. Kick a ginger day and drink...
Well, that's about it for this story.
All right.
I was just looking at the last bit, and it doesn't really
nothing
say
nothing good? All right. Well, I'll read one more here, and we'll do some clues. Do we have clues to do?
We do.
Okay. This one is called Dealer Ashamed of Torturing Addicts. Kind of goes along with what we were talking about earlier. Warning. This story reports graphic testimony that may disturb some people.
Hmm.
How many news stories do we deuce
that
comes with,
like that?
With a disclaimer?
That's the first time ever.
This one is called Warning.
In case you're a faint of heart, stop reading now.
If you're a pussy, earmuffs.
Yeah.
Sadistic street dealer quietly apologized in Kitchener Court yesterday for torturing 3 crack cocaine addicts over drug debts. Is that really... That seems kind of over the top. It's like...
They're crackheads.
They're crackheads.
You give a shit?
Can you physically torture a crackhead?
Yeah, they're so high.
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
Manny Shubley, 48, said he is ashamed of a string of humiliating attacks described by the prosecution as, quote, nothing short of horrific. It sounds like this was part of his plea bargain. They're like, all right, we'll let you off with normal manslaughter, right, if you apologize and admit that you are ashamed of this. He's like, but I'm really not. Like, well, you don't have to be. Just say
just
it.
Just pretend.
It'll make them feel better.
Yeah.
And you'll get less time. He's like, right, well,
everyone wins.
But they're crackheads. Like, do I really have to?
Yeah. Like, they're crackheads. They should just know.
All right. If I have to. A longtime addict himself, he acknowledged he needs intensive help after getting caught, after coming to grips with his crimes while in custody for the last 2 years. He's like, so if I say I'm ashamed at it and say that I need help, then is it okay? And they're like, well, I suppose if you actually get help,
right,
we'll let
and
it go.
And you go through with the whole thing.
Right. Quote, this is the longest time I've been straight in my whole life, Shubley said.
And it's been 2 days.
It's been, right? Like, the ever, though? Like, your whole life? Really?
Well, ever since you started.
Well, he says ever. My whole life.
He must have been doing it his whole life. He was
must
a crack
have
baby.
Been, yeah, I was just going to say, he's yeah, one of those
he's
crack
He's been smoking
babies.
It since before he was born.
Since back in the day, yo.
Back in the day in the womb.
Oh,
what
man.
We used to call the hood.
The hood. The, oh, man. I feel different. I kind of like this. This is weird. Crown Prosecutor Melanie Sopinkia initially sought to have him declared a dangerous offender subject to an indefinite jail time. Wow. Forever.
Forever.
He's like,
you kind of did the world a favor, though.
You do know they were crackheads, right?
Yeah, like do you,
dime a dozen. You know what?
Yeah,
okay.
It's like homeless people.
You've
I mean,
never
you don't.
You've
care.
Never taken a stroll through downtown Frisco at night. What we like to call now the hood.
Right.
Court-ordered psychiatrist, however, found there is still hope. Shubley can be rehabilitated if he gets treatment for personality disorders and substance abuse. That's like the 1-2 combo. Not only are you bipolar, but now you have this wicked crack cocaine addiction to deal with. Oh, that would be a bad place. I would probably, if I was like bipolar or something real just fucking bad, like psychologically wise, I would just fucking end it.
Yeah.
I like one or the other I can totally deal with,
mm-hmm,
but like both?
Oh, yeah. That pushes you over the limit,
forget
pretty much.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Mike has something interesting to say.
Please!
I don't know where this came from, but he says, Matt's diet is severely lopsided, and it's only his youth that's masking the effects of it. He's going to get sick as time goes on and age sets in.
Really?
Yeah.
What brought that up?
I don't know. He just said it. He
My diet even, is yeah. lopsided?
Yeah.
Is it really?
I don't know, because you don't eat vegetables?
But I eat, like, cows and stuff, and cows eat grass, and grass is a vegetable, right?
I don't know.
That's bullshit. I think Mike has been brought up pre-programmed,
right,
to think that you need vegetables and all this stuff, and I'm just proving that wrong. Mm-hmm. I need fucking Starburst Skittles, a Butterfinger every now and then, and some ice cream once in a yeah. while, and some fucking Philly cheesesteaks, some pizza, pastas, and yeah. Strombolis,
right,
for sure.
And Rockstar
daily. You
and
know,
breakfast muffins. Because,
you know, I don't drink coffee.
Yeah,
so,
and breakfast muffins.
And buffins.
In buffins
and
also.
Buffins. Like, lots of cream cheese, totally. And donuts every Friday. Is that lopsided diet? Because that's
know.
Literally
that's,
all I
that's
eat.
That's about mine, too.
How do you feel? Good?
I feel great.
You good?
Yeah.
Me too.
And what I eat tastes delicious.
Oh, so awesome.
So enjoyable.
Yeah. You can let the rabbits feast on the rabbit food. It'll
you just say
them.
That. You just say that because you can't eat all that shit, like us, and still
and
look
okay,
like this.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
if you could, you wouldn't be knocking it.
No,
you'd be
you'd
like,
be
"It's
like,
great.
God damn it! That,
I can
that
stay
sounds...
in awesome health and shape, and I can just eat shit all
I
the
kinda
time."
I kind of want a butterfinger. It's called evolution. Maybe yeah. you've heard of it. Me and Richard Dawkins, you know.
Right, we've evolved.
Me and Dick, we've written books. No yeah. big deal. We've evolved past that.
You guys are still, you know.
Yeah, hey,
left
it's
in the
cool,
dust.
Man. It's generational. I understand.
Yep.
Just like the next generation will be able to fly and like
right.
do stuff.
Well,
that's
of course,
in that show.
That's only the only reasonable next step, really.
Awesome show, by the way. I was mm-hmm. kind of disappointed at first, but then season 3 of Heroes really like it started getting
yeah,
good
that,
again.
Yeah, that season was good.
What else are you watching nowadays?
I don't know, not that much really, because
nothing
will fuck. Yeah, I keep
Dexter?
Watching Dexter.
Dexter's
yeah, I wish
good.
Weeds would start again.
Yeah, I like that.
I haven't
show.
Seen that in a while, but I've been watching that, and I've been watching
CSI.
No, I never
just
watched
Vegas.
That show.
I like that.
I like that Little Britain show.
Little Britain's awesome. That shit's done. Though.
And what's that new episode? Or
Super
that new
Jail.
Yes, Super Jail. I've been watching that. Too.
South Park, Family
South
Guy,
Park,
American
yeah,
Dad. Right,
yeah.
The basics, the right. trifecta.
Can't forget about those
of
ones.
Of course not.
That I wish just... Eureka would start again. There's a bunch
yeah,
of shows
I
like that don't. I haven't been making new shows.
We haven't really talked about what we watch lately.
No,
it's good
not
stuff.
Really.
I sat down and watched a bunch of that shit yesterday because yeah. I didn't have shit to do. Hmm. It was good. Dexter's. Oh,
yeah, that's
I love
a great
that
show.
That wow, oh, amazing. So yeah, this guy, jail. In one incident, Shubley tortured a crack cocaine addict over a debt after kicking in a bedroom door, kicking in a bedroom door on Ebbe Street. The man which was punched in the face, hit with a water jug, and pulled out of the room by the hair. Shubley got a meat cleaver, sat the man in a chair, and threatened to chop off a finger every 5 minutes until he came up with the money.
That
kind of sucks because you're sitting there getting fingers chopped off. How are you going to come up with the money
right.
when you're sitting there?
Where are you going to get that? You just got to shit it out of your ass? Like, that's the only place you're going to get it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know where else it's going to come from.
He also kicked the man in the groin, threatened to shove a curling iron down his throat, and tried 3 times to throw him out a plexiglass window, laughing when it wouldn't break. Can you imagine this dude just throwing this little fucking crackhead into this thing that just
yes.
doesn't keep breaking? Like, you'd yeah. expect him to just go through it, and he just keeps nailing it. Oh, man. See, that's what crackheads are for.
Right.
I mean, you can't
it's
get...
It's a little fun, really.
You can't get mad at this guy.
No.
I mean, you're put in that position. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. At another Ebbe Street crack house, a man was hit with a machete, stripped, forced to put on lingerie, and told to work the streets as a prostitute to pay his debt. Yeah, that's par, right? Right?
I guess so. I don't know.
Would you do that? Or would you be like, just kill me? Because it's not happening. Lingerie?
Yeah.
Work in the corner?
It depends.
Depends on what corner, right?
No, it depends
am I
on
in Beverly Hills
how I feel
or...
about my life at the time that this is happening. Because
well,
if my life is kind of shitty, I'm going to be like, it's not worth
let's
it.
Let's just say the events that kill led me. Up to you being in this position in a crack house. That,
uh-huh.
Yeah, like
yeah, then just do it.
Probably not the
like
best.
My life is awful.
I'm
just kill me. Yeah, I'm a crackhead.
Right?
That's... Like, do you think I really, like... I'm gonna struggle to live?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Shubley put the man... Oh, here. The worst assault on David Street. Put a man on life support after surgery for a perforated bowel. You know what that means. Hmm. Perforated bowel?
Yeah.
That means rectum. Just wrecked him.
Wrecked him? Damn near killed him.
Damn near did. Put him on life support, as a matter of fact. Oh, God.
We've gotten to use that a few
twice
times.
Twice when it's
yeah.
relevant. That's yeah. amazing. Who would have thought?
I don't know.
Only twice in the lifetime of any one show can that ever be used relevantly.
Yeah. Well, so
that's
far.
The law. The
so,
law. It's
are you
the
sure?
law of deuces. If you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
All right. So... drink. He was headbutted, hit in the forehead with a frying pan, and stripped. Lighter fluid was poured on his lap and set on fire. And then he put the man's testicles in a frying pan,
oh.
threatening to cut them off and cook them.
Wow.
Is that like out of the frying pan into the fryer? I bet that's... Oh, man. In that case, just... shoot me. I'm
yeah,
good.
Just kill me, please.
Okay. Cut them off, cook them. He then forced a mop handle up his anus so forcefully. Oh, God. My stomach just quivered a little bit. Just, like,
just,
so forcefully that
just
it tore his
as hard
colon
as he can.
And touched his lung.
What?
Just up the
ass. Oh, that must have hurt some internal organs on its way there.
A crackhead popsicle just fucking. Oh man, your lungs, dude. That's like 2 more feet, and that would have been like sticking out of your mouth.
Oh, for sure.
Quote, he used these horrendous tactics to collect money. I don't think that's what he was doing.
What was he doing?
Well, how are you using those tactics to collect money? Is your crackhead going to really pay you now that you're tickling
him?
His throat through his asshole?
And frying his balls on a pan?
He's like, yeah, hey, let me just grab my balls here and I'll go get your cash. Yeah. No big deal. No,
whatever. We'll just put this behind us, bro.
I thought you were just kidding. I mean, you should have said, seriously.
Yeah.
Charges were also laid in relation to 3 other victims, but they were withdrawn after Shubley's guilty pleas more than a year ago. The victims were all too afraid of Shubley to report him. Police got involved after a doctor notified them the victim of the worst attack had only a 30% chance of survival. Of course, he later recovered, and he is now back on the streets sucking cock for coke. That's about it for that story.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's pretty nice.
I like that. We had a lot of good stories tonight.
Damn good stories tonight. Damn people good. Are doing some fantastic things to each other. Hey, humanity is progressing in a very positive manner.
Yeah, you guys are getting extra funny lately.
Hey, go humanity.
Yeah.
Go crackheads. Go.
I don't care how fucked up the people get
go
in this world.
Go putting your butt
prints
on things.
As long as whatever fucked up shit you're doing that you shouldn't be doing is fucking hilarious.
Keep
I have more power to you.
Hey, solid.
Just do it. Thank
keep
you.
On,
I'm going to say thank you for doing it.
Can I take this moment to not only thank our listeners, but let us thank the crackheads and the fucking rapists and the molesters
and
the bestiality people.
Everything. And all the murderers out
thank
there.
You.
Thank
on
you.
Our, on
just...
behalf of the jam hole,
we thank,
thank
you.
Thank you. All right, you ready to do some clues?
Yes.
Oh, please.
Let's do it.
I can't wait to see one of these clues. It's probably going to look like the dude's anus that got the broomstick shoved
I'm gonna throw up.
Into his lungs. Man, I've been waiting for some clues. So, what is the first clue?
Are you going to explain it?
Do I have to?
No.
All right.
The first clue is enjoy your body bay.
Enjoy your body bag.
Yeah.
Bag?
Bay.
Bay. Bay. Okay. I thought you were pronouncing bag like
B-A-Y.
Say cool whip. Whip.
Whip.
So say it
the
again.
The set is ruined.
God damn it. Say that. What's the clue again?
Enjoy your body bay.
Enjoy your body bay.
What's is that?
What's
a typo?
Body bay?
Is that a typo?
Do we need to know what body bay is in order for this to make sense?
Enjoy your body bay.
Can I cheat and Google body bay
can
real
we
quick?
Just look?
Enjoy. I'm going to have to say it's
understand.
Like enjoy your penis. Maybe it's a really? Picture of a dude enjoying his penis.
Oh, he meant bag.
Oh, okay.
Type.
Enjoy your
good
body
job.
Bag. Well, because it right. body bay could have been something. Okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Though. Enjoy your body bag.
Okay, so bag. Body bag. Enjoy
right, like
it.
After someone dies,
it's gonna
you put
be,
him in a body bag.
I know exactly what this is going to be. It's going to be a picture of a dead body, excuse my face, but it's all like totally skinned and gutted and cleaned out. And there's going to be a dude that's like using it for like a suitcase or something. And he's going to have his belongings in it.
Really?
Enjoy your body bag. That's my guess. What's your guess?
I don't know. I know it's got to be something.
Or it's a dude fucking it. It's going to go either way.
Is it like on that Metalocalypse where they do death comedy? In one of his stand-up routines, is body bag.
Hey, body bag. Totally. I bet, yeah, it's either that or somebody fucking a dead body thing.
Oh, I got to copy and paste this.
Oh, now. You can't just click on it. Man, you were getting spoiled there for
I know.
A few, huh?
The fucking luxuries. All
right, Ray Survey says
it's a penis sticking out of a body bag.
Oh, no, it's a body bag made for fucking.
What?
Right?
Is it? You just fuck that?
Would you?
Or is it like that weird...
That's some BDSM shit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But instead of having like places in your eyes to open, it's places right by your genitalia.
Right, so people just come up and fuck you and you have no control over it and see who they
it's
are.
It's like a glory hole. It's a glory hole that you wear.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Because that's what it looks like. All right, what's the next clue?
At least he survived.
At least he survived. That doesn't sound good.
No,
it's
got to be a dude that just his body is just completely mutilated from some tragic event.
Maybe it's a picture of Stephen Hawking.
That could be. It's either that or that.
All right. Survey says you should paste it
before. Oh, he got effed.
What happened
to that? Looks like his skin got peeled off and he's all burned up.
He is all burned up. That's fucked up.
He doesn't look like he survived.
Oh, 26 says the first one is a dead person with the mortuary tag on their dick piercing. Enjoy your body bag. God.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I never would have guessed that.
That is even better.
Never would have guessed. So, what's the next clue, please?
No, really, it looks like a baseball bat.
God damn it.
I don't know what that means.
It's going to be a big penis. It's a picture of a big penis.
No, really, it looks like a baseball bat. Yeah, maybe it's got to be something like that.
And he's 26 says, the one we just got done doing, it's a guy that doctors slashed open his insides to make the burning subside quicker.
Wow.
If you...
Just let me burn.
If whatever you do in life causes that to happen, just
it's over.
You have to get physically sliced open because you're on fire so much. Like,
it's just call
you're
it
good.
Yeah. Don't give up. It's okay to quit.
No more free passes.
Yeah.
We understand you're not very good at this whole living thing.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's okay.
Hey,
you can die.
We'll get past it, okay?
Hey, this one's on us.
This one is on us. I'll pick up the tab tonight, okay?
Yeah.
No problem. So what is the clue? Did you say it was the next clue?
No, really. It looks
baseball bat. Fuck. These are so...
I don't know.
They've all been kind of murderous lately. Like some steak and cheese, some rotten shit. Rotten fucking shit.
I don't know. I think it's probably what you said the first time.
No, really? What? Say the clue again.
No, really.
Like a baseball bat?
No, really. It looks like a baseball
bat. See, I think we overanalyze like the words of the clue.
Yeah.
Like, no, really.
Can we just look at it?
Yeah.
Give up.
It's going to be just a big cock.
Yep. No.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Really? Did that one come out of your personal collection? That's fucking...
It's gotta.
It looks like his nuts. It's like he's got another nut sack.
I can't look at that anymore.
Yeah, oh, wow.
I got rid of that one fast.
All right, how many clues are there? Holy Christ.
There's like five.
Nice.
This hardcore nigga has his steez in the stratosphere.
What? This hardcore nigga has his steez in the stratosphere?
Word.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
So it's going to be some G'd up dude just fucking popping.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Out of the control.
Like a bag of popcorn on a burner, just fucking hot and popping.
That's as hot and popping as it gets.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. What else could it be?
When your steez is in the stratosphere,
the limit.
That's it.
You can't get
any
further.
Well, yeah, you could get up in like... In the ionosphere, and
right?
Shit.
But you know,
my steez is to the moon.
This
Alice.
Is a new record.
To the moon.
This is a new record.
You think?
Yeah. Maybe eventually someone's steez will be to the ionosphere.
It's either
but
a
not
picture.
Yet.
This is my guess. It's either a picture of us wearing jam hole hoodies, or it's a picture of Puff Daddy.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay.
What's your guess?
I don't know. I can't really think of anything else than like someone that's just fucking
just
G'd up.
G'd the
just fucking
fuck baller. Up.
Just
hey,
what so
you,
hot.
What are you doing tonight? Oh, son, I'm getting G'd the fuck up.
I'm pimping.
I'm fucking popping and locking and getting G'd the fuck out tonight.
All the way.
All right, so what
Let's
is
see
it?
See it.
Survey says
Oh, what?
Oh, shit, damn. Son. Did you just shoot that boy?
Yeah, it looks like you just shot that boy and that boy
is
over there.
Is that a cop? Is he wearing a badge?
That is a badge on around his neck.
For real?
For real.
I wonder what that kid tried to
this
do.
This doesn't look like our country, though.
No, it doesn't
It
at
does
all.
Not.
What, the police shooting children? This can't be America.
Well, no, just looking at the race of people that are all around.
Are they Asians?
No.
Are they?
It might be like
Spaniards,
maybe, or
Puerto
like,
Ricans. Puerto Ricans like to shoot some
kinda,
shit.
I don't know. I'm thinking more like Afghanistan, maybe.
Like Indians. Wow, I can maybe see that. I don't know.
I don't know. Just looking at the people, like
it's, he fucking straight up disrespected
man.
That fool. He was like,
"Both those fools, not when just
you,
one." Fool.
When you cap. Some shit off like that, your steez is just blowing up. And Poopy Face says, that's Mexico.
Oh.
Times
like
is rough.
Shitty place.
That didn't look like the part of Mexico I went to.
No, that's good.
That's weird. The cruise doesn't dock in the ghetto.
That's probably for
it
the
It does
best.
If you drive through far enough, though.
Yeah, and then they ask you to leave. Like, that's what happened.
Poopy Face says, there's a token white in the back, all Mexis in the front. Oh, fuck. What's the next clue?
Hardcore yoga.
Hardcore yoga?
It's got to be someone in some fucking weird position. Oh, he's sucking his own
I'm
dick.
I'm just going to say
that's
that.
That's what it is.
It's okay.
It's got to be that.
It's got to be. Survey says...
What?
What the fuck?
He's all fucking mutilated.
What
he's
happened,
like,
dude? Hey, excuse me, sir.
His leg is all fucking twisted.
That's fucking weird looking.
His
He's
leg
all bloody.
Is broken for sure.
It is broken.
That's as broken as it gets.
That's like, oh, I just look at his other leg is like totally straight. But
yeah,
that
but that one's all like over.
Bent his, the fuck up,
like,
dude.
Look at his ankle, too. It's all fucked. Like, you're done, dude.
That's awesome.
That's it.
Oh, my
ready
God.
For the next clue?
Is this the last one?
This is the last one.
What is the last clue?
Suck a big fat one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a chick sucking some horse's cock.
That's
gotta be it.
That or... Fuck. That's gotta be it.
I know,
dude.
Right?
I can't think of anything else.
Sometimes it's like,
I can't get a picture in my mind of anything but a chick sucking a big giant horse's cock.
Well, that's, yeah,
that's
a
gotta
big
be
fat
it.
One. I mean, well, survey says.
Survey says, fucking suck
wow.
your own cock.
All right.
Is that because you're so flexible or because your dick's just that big?
Yeah, could be both.
Hey,
maybe
I like
a little
how,
bit of both.
I like how his arm, do you see how his leg is sitting on his arm?
Yeah.
That's because after he's done sucking his own cock, he's going to move for the stranger.
Right.
So when you make your hand fall asleep and then you jerk off.
Yep.
He was totally prepared.
Or he's going to finger his ass a little.
That's what he was preparing for. That's amazing. All right. Well, oh, that is a great set of clues that we
that
just...
That was pretty crazy.
Crazy clues. So, yeah, you got anything else before we get out of here, the Friday
26
night?
26 says, when I was in South Carolina, I saw this book at a convenience store. It used the phrase warrior of God and stuff like this to influence the Christian nut jobs.
Warrior of God? That sounds yeah. familiar. That sounds like something Tim was talking about on Distorted View with, like,
maybe.
Not the family, but that one sound clip he always plays of that bitch that she's like, everything's unholy!
He's,
everything is unholy!
That's kind of funny. We have a Lunar Pages ad on our feedback.
Is that ironic?
I think so, because both of them suck.
Nice.
Our feedback and Lunar Pages.
No, Lunar Pages is alright. It'll work what we're gonna do now.
It better.
Oh, so let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
let's
see that.
We're still selling t-shirts, thejambo.com/donate.
How many have we sold so far?
A whole whopping none.
Wow, that's cool.
That's fine, though, because, hey, I got clothes and shit, so
yeah.
That's cool. I'm definitely... It was a good investment, I think.
Right.
It's like,
you'll never have
way,
to buy shirts again.
Either way, you know, someone's going to get a shirt. Oh, and right. I was talking to Newsy the other day. We were texting shit because I heard him on the Keith and the Girl show. And I heard that he was doing something with Hemda's computer and he sent a picture of his dick to it and shit, like accidentally kind of. And they were talking about it.
Yeah.
And he was wanting, you know how when me and Odie went on the cruise, he
right.
kind of had a crush on Odie a little
yeah.
bit. And he's like, hey, send me a jam hole t-shirt with Odie's jizz on it. And I'm like, you know, dude, we can definitely send you a jam hole t-shirt and it can definitely have jizz on it, but I can't guarantee whose it's going to be. So
it's going to be whoever volunteers.
Yeah,
first.
It's probably not going to be Odie's for
probably
a while.
Probably not.
That'll be fun, though. But, yeah.
Hmm.
If you buy one, we will not jizz on it unless...
unless you request.
Right. We will jizz on them by request.
Yeah.
Just I'd better fucking not get any fucking letters in the mail like,
oh,
you're behind
no.
on child support and shit.
I want chat logs.
You ordered a fucking t-shirt that... Right. We need to put a disclaimer on that. If you ask for jizz on your jam hole t-shirt and you get it, you cannot use it to make a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just not cool. Not cool. So, yeah, you ready to just get out of here? We got
I'm
all
pretty
this
ready.
Shit. It's on thejamhole.com. The feed is probably going to fucking be something
else. Eventually.
But it's only going to change once, and we'll let you know what it is when we figure it out. So, yeah, other than that, we will talk to you guys Monday at 8 p.m. probably, live show. Bye.
Later.
Bye. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.